and the Mishnah Berurah is on Siman Shin Mem Ches. So Katan Aleph. So the case was the case of a person extended his hand from the Shisha Yachid into Shisha Rabin, Besech Hasar, within 10 Tvachim over the ground. The Malam is Sarat Shisha Rabin, who walk in Patur, Kilab Siman Shin Mem Hei, Sephid Beis. So if he would take his hand, extend it from the Shisha Yochid into the area where the Shisha Rabim is, but above 10 Tvachim, he did not extend it into the Shisha Rabim, he extended it into a Makom Patur, so he's allowed to take it back. But the case was that he extended his hand outside, but within 10 Tvachim of the ground, so he essentially took it from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. He just hasn't done the Hanukkah yet. He hasn't dropped it. So he does that B'Shogeg. He's allowed to return his, take his hand back. B'Shogeg Mutter, after Obed Yisro, even though B'Shogeg is still an Aveira, Sh'asa Akira Rosh Hashanah Yochid, get the Hoytz Rosh Hashanah Rabin. He's done an Akira on Shabbos, incorrectly so. If a lechila kinsur abanan came in the b'shogeg also, but since it was a shogeg, there's no kinas. So he's allowed to bring it back lois achatzer. K'neshal yiskay machshav to the shechatzer v'lefan Hashem misham. By bringing it back, he's sort of negating his original intent. So that Chazal allowed him to do. However, he cannot extend it to continue his hand into another b'shogeg yachid. The chatzar acheres. I feel in his garment mitkila loitzil b'shus rabin. So this is not a fulfillment of his intent, because his intent was to put out the b'shus rabin. So he's not fulfilling his intent. And we said the whole goal is just not to fulfill your intent. So I'm not fulfilling my intent. He wanted to take it out of the chatzar where he was standing into the b'shus rabin, and instead he's throwing it to a different b'shus yachin, right?
He can't even do it.
So even though that was his intent, Gam can also loyshita lechatzar cheres, akaponim iskay machshavta shechatzav avonasim mechitzerot. But that much will be fulfilled that he intended to remove it from here. The chashid and dilma zimna achrita shari lehu rishu zorabim. Next time he might actually take it out to rishu zorabim. This iser of taking it out to the next chotzer is only a problem if that was part of his intent. According to this opinion, because then he's clearly fulfilling his intent totally. According to this opinion, since his intent in a scenario where his intent was to drop it in Shisha Rabin, throwing it into a different chatzar is not a kiyum of his intent. So Chazal did not say that. B'shogeg. We're talking about throwing it across the Shisha Rabin. Because obviously, taking it from one Shisha Yachid to another Shisha Yachid, but Yuta Achas, which potentially is a kiyum of the Raisa, we're not going to let him do. We're talking about being moshed over here. That's almost the case, which is chayv the raisa, being moshed from one rishus yachid to the other along the length of the rishus rabbim. So that's obviously not permitted. The mezid, if he put his hand out intentionally, knowing that it's wrong, so Chazal gave a kenas. The kinsura bonin mishum davar yisura al yerches b'yodu ad shechashecha. Hold on to it till the end of Shabbos. So some say that this whole iser is only kishesir b'yoyim. Oz kinsura bonin al shehishra es yodu b'meizid b'abr shesuram not shetechsha. He took it out before Shabbos and he kept his hand there going into Shabbos. So that's when he gets the kanaz. But in a case where he did it on Shabbos, he's allowed to bring his hand back in. Lafsir or someone like Shachatz can bring his hand back into where he was standing originally. Why? Because we're afraid when it happens on Shabbos, if we don't allow that, he's going to drop the item. And now we did a Chiyav Chatus. So we said it's not really a Chiyav Chatus. It's not a Chiyav Chatus. He did it amazing. So he did the first half of it b'mezid. Simon does the second half b'shargi because not going to be chayav b'chatos. The whole malach has to be done b'shargi. So we're afraid that he might forget that it's Shabbos and throw the item down. So Mashayin can't kishoy. But according to this opinion, so in a case where he extended his hand intentionally on Shabbos, we let him bring it back. When do we not let him bring it back? A case where he did that before Shabbos, then he left his hand in that position going to the Shabbos. Because over there, feeling Yashin, the disciple, Yeh Raki Sir Ba'alma, even if he will drop it at the end, throw it down, he wouldn't be chayiv to hold the also a kir b'Shabbos, because the kir was done before Shabbos. So there's this opinion which follows this lemaisa. In the case where he did it b'Shabbos, we're going to let him bring his hand back.
Question: we're talking about someone who he's in a reshus, but he's in a reshus rabim, and he's putting his hand into a reshus yachid, right?
Wrong way around. Other way around.
Okay. He's in a reshus yachid, he's putting his hand into a reshus rabim.
Right.
But it's above ten tefachim, right?
No, it was below ten tefachim.
Oh, so it's
the first. It says Besachasar. We're doing it Besachasar within 10 Tefachim.
All right, so that destroys my question. All right, forget it.
No, don't destroy your question. It answers your question.
If the Akir was the Mezid and the Hanukkah was Beshogeg, he's not Chayiv Chatas?
No. The Malach is only Chayiv Chatas requires that all parts of the Malach are done Beshogeg. It's a mishnah at the end of the 11th parak. Actually, it's chilos of a sefer b'shkaga.
Is that talking about shirka Shabbos or shirka smalacha? Like he just thinks smalacha.
It doesn't make a difference.
Well, it doesn't make a difference. It's very simple. You think in the course of doing something b'shkaga, one element of what you do might actually be meisit. That will partake from it. At least if you have trying to phrase this intelligently, because I can't. I don't think of the case.
Okay. Okay. Same. Yeah, but that's that mission over there.
Okay.
Now we said this is all talking about from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabbim. Aval the Carmelist, Shane Allah Shus Tarbonon, Loy Mashach, some Shom Lehedja, Loy Osir, the Havi Kang Gazer the Gazer. So they don't give him a Kanas. We say, you did a terrible thing, stay in your hand, because you're about to drop it. So you know what? We're not going to give him the Kanas, because even if we did drop it, it's a Tarbonon. He can bring it back, but we only allow him to bring it back and to, as it were, be mavatal his original action. We do not allow him to take it to a different chotzer. Okay. We're going to do one more simon of like the. There's more. I'm sorry. Thank you. So, Grover, you're a master lisa carmelis. He feels that we deal with the lisa carmelis carmelis. The Chazal did make the gzeira by carmelis as well. Fine. End of thought. New scenario. Hamafana chafotze mizavus zavus. The person picks up an item in Rishus Yachid with intent to move it to another place in Rishus Yachid. So the kira was done not al manasa to hitzor. The v'nimach aleihem lo hitzian, and then he walks out based on that akira, which he had done, which was not without intent to do hitzor. So lachas poter mechatas, he's not chayv mechatas. Shlohi's akira mishar rishonu lekach. His akira, at the moment of the akira, it wasn't for the purpose of hitzor. It was for the purpose of moving it within the rishus yachid.
But wouldn't that be the definition of a shogeg?
I'll answer in a second. This is loy osela hanocha, but less beiraki serbaum. So the definition of shogeg, leaving the English translation for a second, is a person who had full intent to do a malacha, but believed that it was permitted, or either because he forgot that it was Shabbos, or he thought that this action is permitted. But he had full intent to do his action. Over here, the person, the action is Hitzor. At the moment of the Kira, he did not plan to do Hitzor. At the moment of the Kira, he planned to move it to somewhere else in the Shusayochid. And then he changed his mind and decided to take it out. So it comes out the Kira, which is an integral part of the Malacha, was not done with intent to do a Malacha. So that's not called a Malacha at all. That takes away the Shem Malacha. That's not a Shogeg. That's not a Maisa Malacha B'chlal.
So it's having the food.
Okay. Let's finish up over here and then we'll hold it. How you call me Yodai? We be a Kotze Ha'echod, Kotze Sheni Munach Boris. So he had, it was a long stick, and he picked up one end. And when he picked up one end, the other end was still on the ground. So he did not really do an Akira because part of the item is still in its original place. Okay. So he flips it over. So it comes out that the further ends, when he picked it up, did not really leave its place. It basically stayed in the same place. And then he does that again. Now he picks up that end, which basically stayed, and he moves it. So we should argue, after two actions are done, he's moved the whole item out of its place. So there was an Akira and the Anocha. But the Anocha is that he's potter, because it was two different actions. The first one, there never was an Akira of the whole item, because part of the item stayed in its place.
If you catch a snake,
and the second one, now that it's in where it is, the, we'll call it the end A and end B. A was moved all the way and B stayed in place. Now that you're moving B, but A is staying in its new place. So A is staying in place. So Loch is Potter. Phil call Yom Kula is Potter. That if you don't do it multiple times, it's Potter. Kimishle Ocker call economy or it's, you never remove the item totally. Now, Mimosha Kachev, it's Gror Al Oretz, Bitkilas Arbel, Sabarba Kaib, Shemagalgal Okeru. But there's no requirement of lifting. The requirement is moving it from its place. So I take an item and I drag it along the ground. So originally it was in place number one. As I drag it, eventually it leaves place number one. If he moves the Dalet Amos and then he stops, now it's in place number two. So left place number one, went for Amos, now it's in place number two. So that's Chai. The fact that it never was lifted, it was never lifted off the ground, doesn't bother us. A Kira can be done while dragging it along the ground. The case before, the point wasn't because it was on the ground, the point was because part of the item never left its place. So that's a different ballgame.
I take it you're talking about a case where